Hello, everybody. This is Big Chuck. My friend Mark Simonson, who was the Oneonta historian, was on my show last week, and he brought up a very interesting event that happened in Sydney, New York, on November 3rd, 1952. Unfortunately, I was just three. I don't remember it. This is from the Daily Star. See if you remember it. The headline is, Six Area Towns Dispatch Aid to Stricken Area. Realistic drill is carried out. Let me tell you the story. Sydney, tense with stillness, prevailed during an 18-minute mock A-bomb alert in the village this Saturday morning when at 8:52, with the sound of the red alert, Sydney's Main Street took on the appearance of desolation and somberness. A small group of serious figures stood on one corner watching, anticipating, and timing defense moves by firemen and civilian defense workers. The quiet was broken only by the patrol of two women, defense policewomen, who clicked off the blocks of the town with a studied precision. At 9:10, the first all-clear sounded. At 9:15, the last all-clear signal sounded and brought a swarm of traffic and people that prompted Civilian Defense Director Fran Parent to say that the real test now begins. Working through the maze of traffic that collected in the streets for hours afterward, firemen and emergency squad units from Sydney and Unadilla, Sydney Center, Guildford, Afton, Bainbridge, and even Masonville laid 6,600 feet of hose and set up at least eight different pumping stations on corners of the village streets. Two sets of portable pumps were set up in the Susquehanna River, 6,000 feet apart. Water from one supplied hose companies on the east side of Sydney, and water from the other supplied the west. Two separate lengths of hose, independent of each other, ran from each set of the pumps, providing fire protection to each of the geographical sections, according to Sydney Fire Chief Archie Spencer. If necessary, he said, water from the river could be used to protect Scintilla, which is a good distance away from the river. The chief was emphasizing the length of hose that he said it was possible for firemen to lay. There is now enough, he said, to reach any business in the village of Sydney. Firemen had some realistic work to do during the practice when a garbage truck belonging to Oakley Warner caught fire. Firemen said that the only refuse that burned and was only simple household garbage. The blaze was quickly brought under control. 20 casualties for test purposes only, these were boys from the local scout organization, were routed to first aid stations during the practice. First aid stations were set up in 10 sections of the village of Sydney. Each station received two different cases. It was at 9:15 a.m. that mutual aid units from other communities started to roll in answer to Sydney's distress call. All units, said civil defense men, were instructed to proceed at no more than 35 miles an hour. First to arrive at 9:15 was the Unadilla ambulance, with three men and two fire trucks, with five men each. Sydney Center arrived at 9:15 with their two-man police unit, a fire truck, with 14 men and an ambulance unit of four men. At 9:20, the Masonville fire unit of five men arrived. And at 9:30, it was Bainbridge turning in. Their fire unit carrying 11 men checked in also. Fire units then came from Guildford and Afton and Norwich. An ambulance unit of four men, green 943, clicked in with an ambulance unit of five men. Some 230 Sydney residents participated in the civil defense drill, according to Director Francis Parent. That was 80 Sydney firemen, 12 members of the Women's Fire Auxiliary, 15 Boy Scouts, 10 first aid squad members, 4 communications men, and 7 men in transportation and engineering capacities. The balance was civil defense personnel. Present at the practice were Fire Coordinator H.C. Bartlett, representing Shenango County, and James Sanford, Delaware County, and Herb Chamberlain, the Delaware County Civil Defense Director. Scintilla gave company employees participating in the drill the day off with full pay. State police were on hand during the practice to meet any emergency. I was just 3 years old. I don't remember that. Oh, how I wish I did. It sounds like a great day in my hometown. Do you remember this? November 3rd, 1952. I'm Big Chuck.